like the ever-ready battery. Your life can go on and on and on and on. Those direct debits just keep on taking from your account long after you're gone. Your digital afterlife can give your loved ones headaches and heartaches. Plan ahead. Hillel Presser joins us now. He's got a great new book out. He's going to give you information on how to get it free, financial self-defense. He's got a free printout on a script of financial self-defense at assetprotectionattorneys.com. Friends, when I first saw this press release on this topic, I talked it over with my wife. You're going to find out why. Hillel Presser joins us now. Hillel, welcome to the program.
Oh, thanks for having me.
First of all, can an automatic, you know, debit, an automatic bill pay, can it theoretically keep tapping my account long after I'm gone?
100%. You know, in today's digital economy, a lot of us have our credit cards or checking or saving account set up to be dinged every month. It might be for a mortgage or taxes or water or electric bill, even the cell phone. And if your loved ones and beneficiaries don't have the usernames, passwords, answers to the secret questions when you pass away so they can get into your accounts, they could just keep pinging and pinging you until there's absolutely nothing left.
What if I send $5 or $10 a month to this nonprofit, $5 or $10 a month to this, feed the poor around the world, dig water wells, whatever it is, and I've signed up. Just hit my account for $5 because I won't miss $5. That could just go on and on and on and on and on because they don't know I'm dead.
Correct. And, it adds up. It might only be a few dollars, but, every dollar counts, and more it gets hit, the more and more it adds up.
Now, let's touch on the headache and the heartache that this may cause our loved ones. Let's touch on the heartache first. If I pass away and my wife sees my account and every month that $5 or $10, whatever it is being dinged the account and she has no idea who it is or how to stop it, do you deal with clients that come in and cry because their loved one's account is being dinged and they can't stop it?
Sure, and we really try and focus on doing things correctly proactively. There's two real things and two factors that you really need to spend time on. Number one is asset protection, and the other is estate planning. What we do as asset protection attorneys is we help our clients protect any asset they have from any financial threat. People work their entire life so they can retire, give money to their kids, donate it to their favorite charity, but one car accident, one lawsuit, one slip and fall, one divorce can take everything away. So what we tell our clients is for every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it. Also, I think the latest stats are that about 70% of U.S. citizens die without a will, a trust, or an estate plan. Well, if one thing in life is guaranteed, it's death. And although it won't affect you because you'll be dead, it'll put a huge heartache on your loved ones and beneficiaries. So it's very important that you put together a will, a trust, an estate plan. That way, when you do pass away, your assets go where you want them to go. They go quickly, privately, and cheaply.
And if you don't have that will, and is it true that 90% of attorneys don't have a will?
I wouldn't be surprised. It's like the shoemaker with no shoes,
I just had to get that gig in. 70% of us don't have a will. Oh, my goodness, my gracious. Well, we'll get into that in a minute. Should we really care or really bother with making sure that a trusted loved one who's computer savvy knows how to deal with our bank account, and all of those direct debits and automatic debits and whatever, and even our Facebook and Twitter and the social media, should we have in our will or in the safety deposit box or in the top drawer underneath the light on the nightstand by the bed, should we have a listing of all these accounts and passwords?
You know, you bring up a couple excellent points. You know, the short answer is yes, but number one is there's a lot of different ways you can do it. You don't necessarily have to give it to a loved one. There's services out there online now, and it's a new topic, so I think we'll see the companies grow and grow over the time, that you can actually pay and retain, and they will distribute your digital assets where you want them to go when you pass away. Another great way to do it is give it to someone trusted, whether it's a friend or a relative, an attorney, a CPA, or a financial advisor, but give some sort of trusted advisor, sometimes I call them a digital executor, a list of all your usernames and passwords and where you want them to go. On top of that, you can put in your will, who do you want to receive your digital assets and who should they go to get the information. You just have to be a little bit cautious of how much information you put in the will because it could become public record. Now, above and beyond, you know, worried about your accounts being drained and dinged, you also have to look at it from another point of view as well. You know, these digital assets might be worth well more than the other assets you have. You know, how much is a phone number to a business worth if it starts running to a competitor? You know, how much is a domain name worth? Email addresses? How about social media accounts that have been built up over decades with thousands of good comments and fans? You know, all these digital assets have value. And if you ever go to sell the business when the person passes away, if you ever go to operate the business when the person passes away, all these digital assets might be worth a lot more than you think.
My, in our computer age, what must we think of? If you passed away today, would your loved one know how to stop all of those direct debits that are hitting your account? Will they know how to stop your Facebook account? Could a thief take your loved one's identity and then take all of your money? More with Heil Presser after this quick timeout. And welcome back again to the What's Up Radio program, where we're discussing a very important topic, like the Ever Ready battery. After you pass away, will that $5, $10 contribution to that nonprofit keep dinging your account? Will your loved one know how to access your Facebook account to stop it? If you have a blog and it has value, you have a website, it has value, will your loved one own it when you decease? With us is attorney Heil Presser. You can find him at assetprotectionattorneys.com. You can go there and get a free printout. In a minute, we're going to give you details on how to sign up for a free copy of his new book, Financial Self-Defense. Heil, welcome again to the program.
Oh, my pleasure. I appreciate you guys having me.
In just reviewing what we talked about in that first account, should we, all of us, make sure that our bank accounts, that someone, a trusted someone, knows how to go in and stop the automatic bill pays, the automatic deducts, any online account, any blog, any website that we own, that we have? Should a trusted advisor or loved one know how, with passwords, know how to get in and how to transfer ownership of those accounts?
100%. I mean, you know, first of all, you know, there's, you know, companies you can sign up with on the internet that you pay a fee to, and when you pass away, they transfer your digital assets where you want them to go. You can also appoint a digital executor or trusted advisor. It could be a friend or relative. Could also be a professional like an attorney, CPA, financial advisor, etc. And you can give them a list of all the information, the passwords, usernames, you know, who you want them to go to, etc. And you can even put in your will, you know, where do you want your digital assets to go and where should they go to get that information. You just have to be careful about what you put in the will because it could become public record. Now, a couple things come up. Number one is you want these people, these loved ones, these beneficiaries, to be able to log into your account, you know, to stop all the automatic bill pays. That way your account's not drained. That's number one. Number two is you want them to have access to all these valuable assets. You know, these digital assets, these phone numbers and domain names and email addresses and online music and online photo catalogs and social media accounts might be worth more than the tangible assets you have. But the most important thing is we all know how difficult it is to try and get a username or password or secret question that, you know, we can't remember from 15 years ago. So you can only imagine how tough it would be for someone trying to do it on your behalf, trying to explain to the company that you passed away. You know, it could be time consuming, costly, and more than likely they'll probably never get the information. You know, even one step further is that a lot of these companies have their own privacy policies and regulations, and they simply will not give out the information to anybody. They don't care if you've passed away, and they might even tell you they won't even allow you to transfer the account. So if you don't have all that information up front, you could be in some hot water.
The headaches and the heartaches just keep going on and on and on. I can just imagine a listener who has had a loved one pass away, and that nonprofit keeps dinging their account $5 or $10. They never knew who they were. It might be digging that water well, feeding the poor around the world, or after some hurricane, they signed up with an automatic debit for Red Cross or whatever. You're saying that to get those dings to stop, some just refuse to do it. Or can they refuse?
100%. And why should they? I mean, they're receiving the benefit. If those dings stop, they stop receiving assets. So why not make you jump through hoops to try and get them to stop?
So are you suggesting that our listeners sit down with their spouses, like I'm going to, because right now, my wife is our home manager, i.e. she pays her bills. Most of them are online, and I wouldn't have a clue where to go to pay them. I wouldn't know what the passcodes are, the passwords, whatever. We need to sit down and really have a cup of coffee and share this responsibility, don't we?
Definitely, and the first thing you need to do is educate yourselves. And we have a wealth of information on our website. It's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. That's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. And if you fill out the contact us form, as long as they mention your show, I will send them a free copy of the newest book. Also, there's literally hundreds, if not thousands, of pages of educational information there. I think they can learn a lot. So I think the first step is educate yourself. You know, the second step is inventory what you have. You know, so many people have a lot more than what they think. So take the time, sit down, and write down every single asset, both digital and non-digital, that you have. And only then, after you've educated yourself and inventoried what you had, you know, at that point, you should definitely seek out an experienced asset protection attorney or estate planning attorney.
And friends, when it comes to that inventory, if you do just stick that in the top drawer or the nightstand beside your bed, A, it could be stolen. B, here in Houston, a hurricane could come by, and the roof could blow away, and it could go away, and then it's gone. An inventory. Friends, log on to assetprotectionattorneys.com. Sign up to get a free copy of his newest book, Financial Self-Defense. Just in that contact, say you heard him on the What's Up radio program, or just slash Terry Lowry. Kyle Presser, how can, simply, in 1 minute, how can our listeners begin to take those steps to alleviate headaches and to reduce the heartaches of our loved ones should we pass away?
I always tell clients, own nothing but control everything. For every 60 minutes you spend making money, spend 60 seconds thinking about how to protect it, and 60 seconds thinking about how to plan for when you're gone. And again, whether you do something or you don't do something, just educate yourself, know what your options are. And again, if any of your listeners go to our site, it's www.assetprotectionattorneys.com. Fill out the contact us form, let us know they heard about us on your show, and we'll send them a free copy of the new book.
Financial self-defense. Reduce the heartache and stop the headaches that your loved ones will face when you pass away.